Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. I am not Alex Jones, but I'm sitting in for him. I am Jason Burmis of Loose Change. I'll be here probably for the next 3 days, and we got jam-packed shows for you. We're going to be taking your calls. Today alone, we have Bob Chapman, Peter Dale Scott, William Lewis, and Irene Spencer. If you're not familiar with Irene Spencer, she's one of the people that is involved in that whole siege in Texas, in that polygamous camp. I'm pretty sure she's one of the women who actually got out of there. So that should be interesting. That's coming up at 2 o'clock, Chapman at 11:30. So we got a half an hour before we go to any guests. I just want to point out really quickly in the beginning that Alex Jones is going to be premiering the 9/11 Chronicles Part 1 Truth Rising over at the Alamo Draft House. Now, I just went to the Alamo Draft House for the first time, I believe it was last week, and it was really just a great time. If you've never been there, which I doubt if you're listening to this and you're in Austin, Texas, it's amazing. I mean, you sit down, you have a meal, it's a very theater-like atmosphere, huge screen, and I don't even think I was in one of the bigger theaters. And on Saturday, May 17th at 4 p.m. or Sunday, May 18th at 7 p.m., you can check out this new amazing film, The 9/11 Chronicles Part 1. And Alex really hasn't plugged it, so I'm going to, because I sit in an office all day while I'm editing my movie, and Rob Jacobson, the editor for the other film, is behind me most of the time, and I'm always checking out that film. And it's awesome. It is truly a different type of movie than Alex Jones has ever done. It is cinema verite. I know he's saying that over and over again, but I really want you to take that as a perspective. This is not an Alex Jones voiced over picture. This is a totally different style of movie, and it really shows you that 9/11 Truth is not about just Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or WeAreChange.org, but about people around the world creating their own change by confronting the likes of Rudy Giuliani, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, John McCain, Gary Hart, and a whole host of others, including Alan Greenspan, as well as talking to, pop culture celebrities and icons such as George Carlin, Martin Sheen, Rosie O'Donnell, Jesse Ventura, and even childhood actor Danny Bonaducci. And I'm just really excited to see this movie come out. I've seen Rob put a lot of hard work into it. Alex put a lot of hard work into it, too. He was here late night going over the movie, making sure it's perfect for you folks over at these screenings at the Alamo Draft House. And like I said, I'm just totally impressed with it. Again, so much different from anything else. Whereas, you know, other 9/11 films really try to focus in on the evidence. This is focused in on the movement and how we can all create change in our lives, in our communities, and in the world. Because in case you didn't know, folks, our entire foreign and domestic policy is still, and I repeat this, still based on what the government and media has told us about 9/11. For example, the other night when Alex was on Geraldo, I was in the back office with Aaron Dykes, and we were setting up the recorder so we could get that and throw it up on YouTube. And prior to that was Sean Hannity's show. And this is how relevant 9/11 still is. They actually had on, I guess it was somebody who, Reverend Wright, who's big in the news right now, had quoted about 9/11, about chickens coming home to roost and this and that. Well, Hannity had this guy on the 15th, and they literally ran a 10-minute segment from 9:15, all based on 9/11. So why is this important? Well, it's still on the front page constantly. A couple weeks ago when I did this show and I was talking about how they were admitting to paying off top military personnel to be pundits on all the major networks such as CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, yada, 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 right on the cover. In this post-9/11 world, it's a post-9/11 world. Well, in a second, I'm gonna bash that paradigm, because if you found out yet, the USS Cole bombing suspects all got let go, or they escaped. Terrorism was real. That wouldn't happen, folks. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order,
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. And joining me right now, before we get to the Cole story, is Trey, our lovely producer here over at InfoWars and Prison Planet. And we were trying to get on for you the apartment manager for the D.C. Madam so we could discuss this whole letter thing. And, you know, it's a big hot story over at InfoWars.com and Jones Report over by Aaron Dykes. He really went through all this handwriting and found a few inconsistencies. Obviously, the readers are finding even more. But we tried to get on the building manager. And what happened, Trey?
Oh, it's, you know, just due to, I think, just a lot of attention has been coming around. And I think that the people who own the building and run the complex just aren't quite happy with all the attention that's coming across. I remember that he mentioned several times that she left him several Post-it notes. She left him several Post-it notes and writings, and, you know, she signed several documents for him over the course of time that she lived there. So he was pretty familiar with her handwriting, and from what he saw as well, it just did not look anything at all like
that. He said he didn't think the signature matched up at all, did he?
No, not at all. So he would love to come on. It's just, I think there's just been, you know, he's got to do his day job as well, so I just don't think he's able to break apart and do interviews all day long. And
yeah, and I think it's important for the listeners to bring these stories, you know, to other venues and call into other talk radio shows and talk about this, because if we don't keep up on this issue, Trey, it is going to kind of go under the rug. And who knows what she was going to reveal? You know, was it just going to be a clientele list? Was it going to be a clientele list along with their associates? I know there's a few separate stories floating around, especially by Wayne Madison, that could show some prior involvement in 9/11. But, you know, when you're working at one of these buildings and there's a media firestorm after a friend of yours has been killed, you know, apparently you can only do so much.
Well, I'm sure he would like to come out and talk more, just like the other day. But like I said, I think the national media's gotten wind of it. And it's not necessarily that the building owners, you know, don't want him to help his friend. I just think that, you know, anytime there's a situation like that, people get all nervous about it and don't want to get involved, even though that's the last thing people should be doing.
So, yeah, they don't want a media circus outside of their building. And really, folks, it's only a few members of the mainstream media that are even considering this a murder.
Well, the bottom line, she paid her rent. She wanted to pay her rent up. She said people had been following her. I mean, there's enough evidence out there to just to rule it a suicide right from the start. It was ruled a suicide before it was the case was seemed to even close.
And in December, she came in on this show and said she wasn't going to kill herself. She went on other shows and said she wasn't going to kill herself. Yet she hung herself in her mother's shed.
I even get a kick out of how a lot of the talk was 6 to 7 years in prison. When I really don't honestly believe she would serve 7 years in prison. She maybe get a 7-year sentence, but she would have been out in under a year, I believe, with
work release,
parole,
or probation.
You know, so.
A lot of people don't know about those programs, but you could literally get a 5-year sentence and do a year in prison.
Yeah, it's silly to think that for a nonviolent crime she'd be sitting in jail for 7 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I don't see that happening.
Absolutely, when she was never really convicted of knowing anything about the prostitution ring in particular, I think they got her on some other kind of technicality. So
it's all tax evasion and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's not even, it's, I don't think she would have been in prison that long.
No.
And so I don't see how, having a book deal waiting for her, how I don't see her not seeing the light at the end of the tunnel with that situation.
No, I got to agree with you 110%. And that's why it's important for our listeners, to get out there, check out Infowars.com. Thanks, Trey. I appreciate it. Check out PrisonPlanet.com. There's a huge article up there with not only her suicide letters, but actual letters that she mailed here. So you can compare the real handwriting to the handwriting in those letters. We want to hear your introspective into that. We're going to be getting into some jackboot cops later as well. Of course, police pulling over and assaulting people in the car and then charging them with assault. It's the new America, folks. It's how they do. But I think this, out of the Washington Post, it came out Sunday, and it's been pretty ignored. But again, let me just read the first couple paragraphs here. Almost 8 years after Al-Qaeda nearly sank the USS Cole with an explosive-stuffed motorboat, killing 17 sailors, all the defendants convicted in the attack have escaped from prison or been freed by Yemeni officials. Let me say that again. All the defendants convicted in the attack have escaped from prison or been freed by Yemeni officials. Now, why is this so important? Well, let me tell you why it's so important. If the government's version of terrorism, if there was an Al-Qaeda member under every bed like they'd have you believe, and blonde, blue-haired Al-Qaeda members, you know, they're recruiting white people now, these guys would be the guys in Gitmo. Okay, these guys would be the guys in Abu Ghraib. Do you think we'd let Yemeni officials have our terrorists? Seriously, do you really believe that? If these are the guys that actually bomb the coal, do you think that we would let them be in a Yemeni prison? No! These are the guys that should be on the so-called waterboarding tables. All right? These are the guys that you should be extracting information from. But no, instead they're going to be let go. There'll probably be some wild, outlandish story about how they helped with the next terror attack, the next false flag operation. And the dumb public will go along with it. Just like they went along with, Zawahiri there, who was killed like 3 different times. There was one time, I think, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was captured and killed a couple times before, you know, his official capture. And so they put out those, you know, Mario the Plumber pics and, you know, convicted him of the crimes of 9/11 and then didn't show anybody anything and said, well, you know, our interrogations are good enough. The public can just believe us. And even that on mainstream news, a lot of people were like, well, you know, he was tortured and there's no tape and there was no trial. Maybe there's something going on here. You're damn right there's something going on here. And it has nothing to do with terrorism. It has everything to do with fear and imposing new modes of control on the American people through eviscerating the Constitution and Bill of Rights and bringing into existence new agencies such as Homeland Security. I know it's not so new anymore, folks, but we've been acclimated to this thing. We've been acclimated to a system of color codes. Oh, no, it's orange. The threat level is high. Oh, I better lock my doors and not talk to anybody and report suspicious behavior. I mean, that's what it's come down to. And they're talking about having a high school that's going to indoctrinate people into Homeland Security, basically train you to go there. And they just recently had this drug bust over at San Diego University. I think it was either San Diego State or San Diego U. I'm not sure which one it is. And I think they rounded up about 100 kids, and one of the kids that they arrested for selling cocaine and having weapons was, of course, in the criminal justice program, about to head into Homeland Security. See, these people are criminals, too. Just because you work for a government agency doesn't make it so you're above the law or you're not corrupt. No, most of these people get involved in these agencies so they can be more corrupt, so they can take some money off the top. It has nothing to do with protecting you and I. Again, the people that supposedly bombed the coal are out of prison. They were not the subject of these high-tech camps. When Mitt Romney goes out and says, oh, I think that we should have more prisoners in Abu Ghraib. I think it should be bigger. I want bigger Gitmo. Guantanamo Bay does not do enough. Well, if you're not putting the quote-unquote supposed real terrorists in these bases, what are they there for? Well, they're there to, you know, herd up the farmers and the sheep herders and, you know, the regular people and do experiments on them. Check out John Ronson's, Crazy Rulers of the World. In the second part of that, they show how they torture these people by playing a continuous loop of Barney, I love you, you love me, we're a happy family. Can you imagine having to hear that for 24 hours a day for months and years on end while you're tortured, while you watch your family get tortured? We have William Lewis on a little later today. And he's recently put out Washington, You're Fired. You can get that over at Infowars.com along with American Drug War and a host of other great titles. But the reason I bring William Lewis into this is because I was skimming through his movie last night. And he has some of those pictures from Guantanamo Bay. You know, they're the famous ones we've all seen with the dogs attacking and the prisoners naked and bloodied. But that's not half of it, okay? The foreign press published pictures of women being raped. I bet you didn't know that. Do a little Google image search. Take the safe search off. Just type it in. It's real. And that's just a small percentage of the things that were leaked out of Abu Ghraib. We all think that we've seen it all. But if you go back to the news, in and around that time, there were many senators that got to watch the videotapes and see the classified photographs. And they were appalled. They were disgusted. They barely even discussed it with the media because they could not believe what they had seen and experienced. And of course, you know, Don Rumsfeld and Gonzalez want to blame it on the lower tier. They want to get a army colonel in trouble. They want to say he orchestrated it. Well, these guys up at the upper echelons, they're the ones that ordered it. They knew they were torturing people. They know what kind of programs they're running. They try to have plausible deniability by bringing in CA, CI forces, khaki forces, or Blackwater types, for them to carry out the interrogations. But the military knows damn well what they're doing. They're in the room, too. And if you think that they don't jump in, you're very mistaken. I mean, again, check it out for yourselves, folks. Go out, do the research. I'm not asking you to believe anything I'm saying. I'm asking you to actually make your mind work. You know, go out, do a little research. Get on the internet. You know, that new fandangled thing the kids are talking about. Type in Abu Ghraib. Type in photographs. Type in videotapes. Literally, John Hugh writes memos how they can crush small children's testicles in front of their parents and rape people with battery acid if it's going to stop the next terror attack. Because we're all worried about terrorism. Well, apparently someone's not worried about terrorism because all the people that killed those sailors at the USS Cole are gone. They're gone. It's so ridiculous. Hold on. Two suspects described as the key organizers were captured outside Yemen and are being held at Guantanamo Bay. See, those are the guys there. Many details of their alleged involvement remain classified. It is unclear when or if they will be tried by the military. Well, if they were guilty, they'd be tried in a hurry, folks. PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be back after this. Bob Chapman at 11:30.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
All right, folks, we are back, and I want to read this one off of InfoWars.com. It's Philly cops caught beating motorists on video. And you can watch the AP video of a routine traffic stop. Apparently, a cop had been killed in a bank robbery a couple days earlier in Philadelphia, out in Pennsylvania. And that's their excuse for pulling over an unrelated vehicle and beating the passengers mercilessly, really. It's unreal, folks. We're at a stage where the cops pull you over, more cop cars pull up, a dozen people rush your vehicle. These people didn't fight. They followed orders. They got out of the car, they got on their belly, and they're still getting nightsticked again and again and again and again. They got the dog out. Okay? I see this one cop running around to all of them and beating these guys with his nightstick. I saw them kicking downed passengers. I'm just going to read the article because it's pretty... I mean, go check it out. It's over at Infowars.com. Philly cops caught beating motorists on video, one of the top stories. Yet another instance of cops acting like predatory pack animals. It should be obvious by now the police are out of control. A parasitical force unleashed on a society at large. Cops no longer help granny across the street or respond to burglary. Cops are like the Crips, Bloods, or Mara Saltrusha, another violent street game. MS-13, another violent street gang. I'd like to point out that really kind of reminded me of an MS-13 attack I saw on MSNBC. But one armed and supported by the state. Exactly. They have guns, and the state allows them to pull over and beat up whoever they want. A half dozen police officers kicked and beat three men pulled from a car during a traffic stop. It's more than a half dozen, folks. Watch the video. As a TV helicopter taped the confrontation, reports the Associated Press. The video shot by WTXF-TV shows three police cars stopping a car Monday, 2 days after a city officer was shot to death responding to a bank robbery. In other words, after a fellow gang member was shot and killed protecting a bank, the largest gang in Philadelphia wanted revenge and blood. Of course, that's the real job of the cops, protect banks, not the public at large, considered the enemy. The tape shows about a dozen officers gathering around the vehicle. About a half dozen officers hold two of the men on the ground. Both are kicked repeatedly, while one is seen being punched. One also appears to be struck with a baton. Yeah, it doesn't appear to be struck with a baton. He's beaten with a baton mercilessly. Unbelievable. On the surface, it certainly does not look good in terms of the amount of force that was used, said Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey. But we don't want to rush to judgment. No, why rush to judgment? The guys didn't run. They were pulled over. They got out of the car like they were supposed to. They got on their stomachs, and they were still beaten ridiculously. Let's not rush to judgment. You know, I'd hate to have to suspend a lot of my good officers who I run corrupt operations with. You know, how am I supposed to skim this week? How am I supposed to take my till from the local drug dealers this week if I don't have some of my lieutenants who are there to collect that money? So, you know, obviously it doesn't look good, but we'll brush it under the rug. No big deal. Unreal. No, of course not. Even though the video plainly shows there was absolutely no reason for members of the police gang to savagely beat the three hapless people pictured. The officers were responding to a report of a shooting nearby, police said. It was not immediately clear what preceded the confrontation. What? Does it matter? Unless these guys had a gun and they were firing at the officers, or they were, you know... Again, you know, the copter seems like it was following them for a while. If they were running red lights, they were doing something out of shocking videos on Spike, maybe some of that force wouldn't have been necessary, but I didn't see any resistance whatsoever on the video. We don't take into consideration the emotions of the police officers when it comes to the discharge of their duties. Your emotional state being tired doesn't justify what's on the video, said D. Scott Perrine, an attorney who represents the three men in the video. Yeah, he should represent them, and he's dead on. He said one of the clients suffered a welt on his head the size of a baseball, and one of his legs was seriously injured. He didn't know the extent of any of the injuries of the other two men. It clearly shows a lack of any reasonable investigation before these police yank these individuals out of the car and take turns delivering blows, he said. This is a time for a thorough investigation to see what it is that happened here. All right, Bob Chapman coming up with some financial news on the other side. We're going to be talking about $200 a barrel oil, the plummeting dollar, and the importance, really, to get into some kind of hard currency, folks. That's why Ted Anderson is so important. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. I am Jason Burmis. My website is loosechange911.com. We'll be back after this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I say big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Gonna kill us, we better kill them first.
But I remember a commandment, thou shalt not kill.
How much is that soldier's life worth?
And what happened to peace on earth?
And the people of earth still believe that everything we've been told from our birth.
Hell, they won't lie to me, not on my own damn TV. But how much is a liar's word worth?
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes filling in. And we have Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster with us. The man spent 3 years in U.S. Army counterintelligence. He was also one of the largest gold and silver stockbrokers in the world for almost 30 years, and, of course, owns and edits the International Forecaster. Mr. Bob Chapman, how are you, sir?
Fine, thank you, and you left one thing out.
What did I leave out?
I'm old.
You're not that old yet. You're a young 72, and you keep trucking along. I hear you on this program quite a bit, warning people about the huge financial crisis in this country right now. I mean, yesterday Alex brought up a story where they want $200 a barrel oil. I think we're almost up to like $125 right now, and that's really going to hurt the economy, especially with our fiat currency that just continues to lose value, Bob.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Oil is $121.77 right now, and it's off 65 cents today, but it's past $120, and it traded up to, I guess, $124 yesterday. And the report you're referring to is by the analysts at Goldman Sachs, which is an investment banking house in New York City, and they seem to think that in the next 6 months to 2 years, that oil could go to $150 to $200 a barrel. And I guess that's pretty possible. We have the international forecaster about 8 or 9 months ago said oil was going to $120. And I remember it distinctly because T-Bone Pickens said it was going to go down. And he changed his mind about a week and a half later. But anyway, Goldman Sachs is not factoring in any other military actions or occupations either. And I would think that if the people in the White House decided that it was finally time for them to attack Iran or Kosovo or Georgia and get involved in any of those places and maybe some others, that oil could go even higher. And so we got a combination of higher oil and gas and distillate prices. We have higher food prices. We have a dollar that's spreading inflation all over the world and falling in value nominally. Every time they try to get the dollar up, it comes right back down again. And that's understandable because people want to get out of the dollar because they're losing money on it. And they want to either get into another currency that isn't losing as much money or into gold and silver where they should be.
Yeah, absolutely. They should be into a hard currency that's going to retain its value throughout history. I mean, gold and silver have always been worth something. And you just mentioned the invasion of Iran. Well, to me, it's not a shocker. It's simple supply and demand that when we took over Iraq, which was the second largest oil-rich nation in the world, demand for oil was still the same, but since we controlled the supply, we demanded more money. And, you know, that's why we have this rise in gas prices over the last, 4 or 5 years now, is because we control more of it. And if we go into Iran and we take their oil fields as well, I feel like we're going to be paying $6 a gallon in gas.
Oh, I think you're right. And there's many people throughout the world who are paying, if you live in Nicaragua, it's $4.70. If you live in London or in Europe, it's around $9, and diesel's over $10, and it's probably a little bit higher now. Those figures are a couple of weeks old. And so Americans really haven't caught up because they don't have as much taxation on energy products as other countries have put upon them. And so without any increase in taxes in America, I think we could see an average price of somewhere, and this is average now, between $4.50 and $5 a gallon during the summer. And that's because that's the big period during the year when more gasoline is used than in other parts of the year. And also, refineries are only operating at approximately 87% of capacity. And so that makes the price go up as well. So we could be looking at $5 in lots of cities. I mean, there are cities now that are over $4. And so if we look at $150 to $200 oil, we'll be looking at $8 or $9 or $10 a gallon. And, of course, that spreads throughout the entire economy. Most people don't stop and think beyond the gas pump, but we do buy distillates to heat our homes in the winter in the north and the northeast. And also, the about 70% of petroleum is used for byproducts. And so all of those byproducts are going to go up in cost as well. And then if you join that with the problem that we have with food prices, there's going to be a lot of people in the world who are going to starve to death.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people don't even realize that even though it's just, you know, it's not just the gas going up to $5 or $6 a gallon, everything's shipped, you know, around the country in trucks. In fact, the truckers had a big strike in D.C. The mainstream media ignored it last week. But these guys are sick of paying, you know, an outlandish amount for gas because it's cutting into their profits as well, and they're not getting paid anymore. You know, the inflation keeps happening. Their paycheck is worth less and less, and we end up paying more for it at, you know, the grocery store or the pizza shop or the burger shop because it costs more money to get the supplies across the country.
Well, they're absolutely right, and if the truckers went out for 1 week, every supermarket in the country would be empty. And I think finally they might get the message. You know, we know that this is a scam. Anybody who is on the inside knows.
Mm-hmm.
And the public believes it's a scam as well, although they don't have the hard facts. And, of course, the truck drivers can't make any money at all having to pay so much more for their propellant, so to speak. And so it's a very, very bad situation, and it's not going to get better anytime soon. And if we get rid of the use of ethanol, which is one of the major problems in higher food prices, then that means that America would have to purchase more oil. But I don't know what the offset would be between ethanol, the stopping of ethanol production, and the stopping of the continued filling of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve by the White House. Something to think about.
So what do you think are some of the solutions that we should be telling people about? What should people be doing to protect themselves from this sort of thing?
Well, with the energy products, there's not much you can do at all except hope for the best, because it's at a level that most people can't reach. I mean, they can't go on the floor of the different exchanges that do that and make any impact. With food, I think they can. And that problem is basically twofold. Yes, you have weather, and sometimes it's not very good. But we could stop ethanol production in the United States and in Europe, and that would go a long way toward helping the situation. And also, we could change the agreements we've made through NAFTA and CAFTA on production in the United States. The 70% of the farming in America is done by corporations, large corporations owned by rich people, and they are subsidized. And if that subsidy were to be lifted, then American products from the earth would cost relatively the same, we'll assume, as they would in Central or South America and Mexico. And that would mean that farmers would go back to the land again, because what happened was that if they were producing corn previously, prior to NAFTA, at $3.50 a bushel, and subsidized corn in the United States was $3 a bushel, well, they just couldn't compete. And that's why we had this tremendous upsurge of illegal aliens in the United States from Mexico during the period between 1995 and present, because the people were driven off the land because they couldn't compete anymore, because the rich were being subsidized in the United States, and they still are.
Well, I feel like that, you know, CAFTA and NAFTA, the Central American Free Trade Agreement and the North American Free Trade Agreement, is there to do just that, to push illegal immigrants into this country so they can try to find a better life, and really to create this North American union between us, Canada and Mexico, and that's why you're seeing, you know, the Trans-Texas Corridor being built. That's why we had the Securities and Prosperities Partnership kept very hush-hush until Judicial Watch got the papers, is because they do want something like the European Union here, and it looks like they're at the same time trying to kill the dollar so that we can have some sort of an Amero.
Well, your thinking is correct, and that is the direction that they are going. And at least for the time being, we've cut them off at the pass. And yes, they're working behind the scenes, and they're using what they call harmonization, trying to make the laws similar so they can go to Congress 5 or 10 years from now and say, hey, we got everything all set up, and what we're going to do now is have a, and they'll change the name, of course, a North American Union, and we're going to meld these three countries together. But what they've done has been exposed. Yes, they're going ahead on their highway, but that doesn't mean it's going to be used. They're going to have a long, hard fight on this one, and people are very, very upset, not so much in the United States, but in Canada in particular. The Canadians are wild about it, and the Mexicans, quite frankly, don't know anything about it.
No, that and seems to be the case. I mean, when you saw, I don't know if you saw Luke Radowski of We Are Change's conversation with Vicente Fox, the former president of Mexico, but he discussed SPP at length with him, and Vicente Fox kind of sought him out after his speech to talk to him about it, and Luke was, well, look at this Trans-Texas Corridor, and he's like, well, that's not being built by the government. That's a private corporation. He's like, yeah, it's CentraCorp. It's Giuliani's corporation. And although it's privatized, it's going to be a road that guts through the country and that Mexico is going to use for trade. And all Vicente Fox said, well, you're right, but it's not moving at the pace I'd like to see it. He wants to see, you know, this globalist process go quicker. You know, he's not satisfied that it's not going fast enough. And I'm not satisfied that it's happening at all. I'm pretty upset about the fact that they're trying to do this.
Yeah, I think they're 5 to 10 years away. And, you know, I've been at this for almost 50 years, so you gain a little patience.
Mm-hmm.
And things have gone rocky for them. And I don't think international financial upheaval is going to help them. I think it's going to hinder them because it's going to bring what they're doing more into a questionable atmosphere. They're going to be asked, well, why did you do this and why did you do that? And why are you doing all these things secretly? We'll talk about the Fed as an example. Banks come to the Fed's discount window, and at that window, they can borrow money at 2.25%. But the Fed won't let anybody know who the borrowers are. The excuse is, well, there might be a run in one of the banks because people think that the bank might be close to insolvency. Well, quite frankly, in part, that's true. But we shouldn't have secret organizations that are appendages of government doing such things. This last week, in answer to a letter by Senator Dodd to the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, Mr. Bernanke was asked to bail out the student loan program. And he said, no, I can't do that. It's up to Congress and the Bush administration to address the diminishing profits on loans and the state of that industry. And that was last Friday. And so when they came through with the new rules for increasing the amount of money at their biweekly or twice a month auctions, they increased them from 50 to 75 billion twice a month. In other words, from 100 to 150 billion a month, just in the auctions alone. They included lines of credit to the European Central Bank and the Swiss National Bank. And what went unnoticed, and now this is something that had to have been in the works for weeks, was that the Fed took action using that artifice to help this loan industry. And so he says one thing and does another. And this is the kind of thing that calls into question the veracity of Mr. Bernanke. And you know, to put it all straight up, they're all lying. I mean, nobody in Washington or Wall Street tells the truth. And incidentally, I spent 28 years in Wall Street, and they do have a hard time finding the truth. I was not very popular while I was there, and it was a long time, too.
All
I
right.
used to get treated like a piranha.
Well, I want to talk about some solutions in gold and silver on the other side. Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster with us. I'm Jason Burmis. This is the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We're already under a scientific dictatorship. Martial law is coming, but it's not going to arrive overnight. It's going to be incremental. This country is already teetering on the edge. Any incident, small or large, could trigger a total takeover. Anything could be the final push. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com and download the ebook full of information that will prepare you for life under total military control. Know how to survive in the conditions that may soon be here on American soil. Learn how to act around controlling troops and how to use their own psychology against them through social engineering. When martial law is officially announced, checkpoints will be enforced, gun confiscations will occur for registered gun owners, and cities will be on lockdown. You will be dealing with a force that has been in training for years, preparing for this takeover. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com. When ordering this ebook, you also receive weekly updates. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. That's 866-644-1933.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
It's the Alex Jones Show, and we are back. And I just want to remind everybody out there that Alex is going to sneak peek his 9/11 Chronicles about a month early before you can get it on DVD over at the Alamo Draft House on Saturday, May 17th at 4 p.m. and Sunday, May 18th at 7 p.m. If you go to originalalamo.com, you can check out all the details. But, I mean, again, this one's got Willie Nelson, Rosie O'Donnell, Jesse Ventura, George Carlin, Martin Sheen, Bill Clinton, David Rockefeller, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and so much more. It is a film unlike any other that Alex Jones has produced, and I'm a huge fan of it so far. You know, again, I've been here the last 3 weeks working on my project, Fabled Enemies, and Rob's been in the background doing this 9/11 Chronicles flick, and it shows that, you know, we do have an immense amount of power if we put our minds to it. Each individual holds enough power that they can make a difference. They can make a change. And so many people have come around and said, you can't, you know, change this and you can't do anything about it and this is just the way it is. No, that's not the way it is, okay? If we're going to create change in this country, we have to be willing to get out on the streets and do so. We have to be willing to inform our neighbors, our friends, and our families about not only, you know, 9/11, but the economic crisis we're in. You know, the fact that they're trying to gouge us in oil pricing, and they're trying to basically ruin our economy by devaluing the dollar and bringing in a new currency. And really, one of the only ways that you're going to be able to, you know, save money, actual real money, hard money, is to get into gold and silver. Isn't that right, Bob?
Well, it certainly is the best thing I can think of. And I've thought that way for some time. And, you know, when you have gold in particular, it doesn't owe anybody anything. And it's really pure money, has been for centuries. And so when times are either inflationary or deflationary, gold is a good place to be. And, of course, taking possession of gold coin is important during those kinds of times. Silver is a little bit different because it's more a commercial metal, although production for years has been shorter than demand, and that's going to get even worse as time goes by. But it has an inflation bent success price-wise as opposed to gold also being able to do the same thing. In other words, go up when inflation is high, but also to hold its value when inflation doesn't exist and there's deflation. So gold is very, very unique in that way.
Well, I remember, you know, back in 2003, 2004, when I first started listening to this very radio show on the Reg, and you could get gold for under $300 an ounce. It was like $260, $270. And now, what's it at, about $930, something like that?
Right. It came off a little bit today. I had a good day yesterday, but just before the program went on, we were at $867.40.
Well, I can't imagine anything else out there that has tripled in value in the last 5 years, Bob. We're going to come back right on the other side in the top of the hour with Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com, and we're going to be talking gold and silver. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.